Morning, Rabbi.
Good morning, Rabbi Issa.
Morning, Rabbi.
Let's see what's going on. Yeah, okay, Beseder Gamur. Oh, we almost more people in the Beis Midrash than we are on Zoom. So once we cross that red line, I don't know what we're going to do. All right, let's see. We have.
I get my green passport, Metz Hashem, on Sunday or Monday.
I don't look at passports. To come here, we don't need a passport. It's part of Eretz Israel, this as well. Because now I'm not telling anyone what to do. I'm just mentioning it's a Gag Simcha. We have a guest visitor here from Netanya. We have Moch Hashem, Zemod Mod Meragesh. So, all right. Fine. Let's see how we want to go weiter, yeah? I'm just reminding everybody there's a Shia today in the Beis Midrash, 11 o'clock, of Grossness from South Africa. Used to be from South Africa. My Rebbe were giving a Shia, very interesting Shia on the halachas relating to a Jewish woman who's married to a goy, what the dinim of begeta hilchus taras hamishpacha, how that works. So it's learned out from the Megillah from the Agadah of the Megillah. Says a very interesting shiur. So anybody wants to join us for that, you can. And we're gonna go weiter now in finish off what we've been dealing with. We started this perek, it's a long perek. Very important perek, discussing the nature of Yisurim. What is Yisurim? Where the shoresh of Yisurim is, what the tafkid of Yisurim is. Obviously, we haven't done the subject justice, but we've opened up a whole lot of new avenues here. The main focus has been here, the two avenues of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's actually quite fascinating. The two pathways that are available to a Jew. The one is Yitzchok at the Akedah, that's represented by, we said, by the Etzem Akedah, the being Moise Nefesh, the giving up yourself to do the Ratzon Hashem. And the second pathway, the path of the Shechita Sa'ayel, is the Jew who's not being Mevatel himself to do the Ratzon Hashem, but ultimately gets to where he has to go through a process called Kiddush Hashem, through dying as Kiddush Hashem, suffering through Kiddush Hashem, the Yisurim that comes with that path, the Goyim come and get him back to the path. And just if you want to see this, just Mamash, just Beremez, we're close to Purim, so maybe we can talk a bit of almost Purim, not Purim Toz, Mamash, unbelievable, but the insight I heard from Tetz many years ago. If you look at the first Pasuk in the Torah, there's seven words in that Pasuk, right? Well, that's the representation. Seven is always the representation of unity. In order to have anything unified, you need 7 points. I'm not going into all of that now. But that's seven. Seven is always the Achdus. It's the unity. So that's Breishis, Bara, Kemes, Hashamayim, V'Haaretz. That contains everything. In fact, the first word, Breishis, contains everything that you will have in the Torah. That's brought down Mefurish. But if you look at the second Pasuk, it has 14 words in it. 14 words. That's a Pasuk dealing with Tov, V'Bor, etc., where there's a complete fragmentation and breakdown in darkness. V'Ruach Elokim, Rechas Haaretz, and there's the light, there's the Ruach Elokim. That's the representation of the two pathways available to a Jew. That's what we're talking about. There's a path of light and there's a path of darkness. You have the first seven, that's the beginning of the process. And then how does it do? It splits into two. You always have to have seven. It splits into two pathways. The pathway of Tov HaBol, which is fragmentation, and the pathway of Ruach Elokim. So the pathway of the light, of the Ruach Elokim. So there you see that just in the etzem structure of how the Torah is put together, you see this idea there very clearly. Or not. So, okay, that's all five shirim on its own, just that sugya. Maybe we can even, that's nice to look at sometime, how that seven comes apart. Very interesting. It ties into the Mishnah there in Pirkei Avos, the seven qualities of a goyim and the seven qualities of a wise man. You see that process happening there. Okay, that's maybe another time. But so that's what we've got up to now. And we saw yesterday that even comes out in Halacha, this idea that really deep down a Yid is, everybody's a Yitzchak. Everybody wants to do the Ratzon Hashem, wants to give up his Ritzonis for the Ratzon Hashem, but the Yetzer Hara gets in the way. So if you beat the Yetzer Hara out of the way, and he says, Reitziani, then you get to a person's deep Ratzon, and then the person wants. That's what we megala on Purim. What megala on Purim is the deepest essence of what a Jew is. You strip away everything from a Yid, and what you're left with is the Hester being megala. And that Hester is Kodesh Kadoshim. It's completely, completely Tov, pure. There's no Chet there. There's no Busha there. There's nothing there except Kedusha. That's what a Yid is. That you're allowed to do once a year. You're not allowed to do that any other time of the year. Just mevatel your das and go into a place where there's nothing else except you. But if you look at you, who you really are, you'll see that's Kodesh V'Tov. Not because like on Yom Kippur, you just don't have a Yetzer Hara. Because there's not a Yetzer Hara to talk about. In that place, there's nothing. There is only Kedusha. There's no Chet, there's no Busha, there's nothing except Kedusha there. That's what a Yid is. Reitziani, in the deepest core of his Ratzon is to do the Ratzon Hashem. So that's the Rambam, that's Halacha that comes out in Hilchos Geirushin. If a Jew doesn't want to give a get, so you beat him until he says Reitziani, so that's Reitziani. That's not called forcing him to give a get. That would look like to the naked eye, like he was coerced into giving a get. You beat the guy until he says, all right, I'll give her a get. No. Reitziani, the Rambam says that's Reitziani, because you've been Megala the Pnimius Amitis, as he says, yeah, and that's exactly what Purim is. Purim is to be Megala, Nichnas Yain, Yoitse Sod. They're both Gematria 70. When the wine goes in, Wadafka wine, but Yoitse Sod, that's the secret, that's where a human being, that's where a Jew is unified with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's the ultimate unity, and that's what's Megala on Purim. Okay, fine. Miatach Hitzoyni Shela Yoitse Hu Hamachase Ezoya Pnimis Nafshe Shiludi. That's what the Yetzirah does. He covers over and he hides the shan, the inner shan of the nefshama, of the inner essence, the ruchnius, dika essence of a Jew. Shemizara shel Avraham Avinu, zera kodesh umuchan laserif chayal kiddush Hashem b'kol rega. This Jew is a descendant of Avraham Avinu. That means he comes with a genetic makeup of an Avraham Avinu, both physically and spiritually. And built into that genetic material is the fact that he's prepared to give up his life for Kiddush Hashem any moment. When the Umas HaOilam, or other Tzoruses, it doesn't have to dafka be from the Umas HaOilam, there's other Tzorus that comes into a person's life besides from the Goyim, but whenever Tzorus comes into a person's life, it removes a little bit the mask of his attachment to the physical world. And then the inner light starts shining through. And then that light shines through without any limitations. That's where the Yisurim manifests. It's able to just strip off a little bit of the nonsense. And then that light shines again. You go back to being who you really are. We did this yesterday, I think. Yeah, this was the Jew we saw yesterday. Where did you get up to yourself? I thought we did this. This was the year that went, he became the mayor of the city, and then they tortured him, and then he died as Kiddush Hashem there. Yeah, we saw that. So what am I doing? So where are we then? Yeah, they gave him a Sefer Torah and they told him to do that, and then they killed him. Yeah. He was the highest level of a traitor to his people that you could be. He wasn't just a parav, I don't want to do the mitzvahs. He was mamash, she was raidef after the Jews. When that little bit of inner light was revealed, so then nothing stood in its way. Hanidach v'ha'ubad, completely pushed off and lost to the Jewish people. What happened? He wasn't lost. Chazal l'cheik avishu b'shemayim, he returned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that moment. Zeh ha'toichne shel ha'avtocha sheyivtiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avraham Avinu la'acha ma'isa kedem. This was the promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is where we got up to, Reish Lamed Zayin, sorry. This is the promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avraham Avinu by the Akedah, after the Akedah, Kupish la'Ramban. The Ramban there says, "V'nei uftach shelo yigrom shum chet sheyichel zorei, or sheyipul b'yad oiva v'lo yokum." There is nothing that can happen to a Jew now that he will fall and not be able to get up. There's no chet, there's no avera that a person can do, or there's no enemies that can make a yid fall and not get up again. Eilu berechav, eilu besusi, v'anachnu b'shem Hashem Elokeinu naski, heima koru v'nafnu, v'anachnu kamenu b'nisayidot. That's the promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avram after the Akedah. There's no such thing, that's going to the Ramban, as a Jew that's lost. No such thing. V'nezeh avtocha shleime begula atid olonu. That's a avtocha for the gula shleime that's going to come, but even at a personal level. There's no such thing as a yid that's gone forever. You never give up on a yid because you never know when he's going to come back. If this guy in Poland could do what he did, and at the end he can not just come back, but he mamash give his life for Kiddush Hashem, you see, that can never be extinguished. There are certain things the Rambam brings down there. Somebody's machtir sarabim, that's not so posh that he can even do tshuva. There are certain things, okay, I'm not going to go into all those issues. There's nobody here that's relevant to. You have to become a reform rabbi or something if you want to get into that category, that you have to, you know, really rev up the muscles and become a real machteh sarabim beseda aval beseda. Okay. I don't want to go into that. Ein metzias shebo yipul yudi v'lo yoichel lakum b'sefer shel dover lachzor la'adusa. There's no such thing as a Jew that can fall and can't get up in the end and come back to his Yiddishkeit. There's no such thing. V'alkach ne'ema. Furish in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, and the Abodim, the lost ones from Eretz Oshur, and the Nidochim, the ones that are pushed away, far away from Eretz Mitzrayim, will come and will bow in the holy mountain Yerushalayim. That's it. It means no matter how far, how lost, that in the worst places, Eretz Oshur, Eretz Mitzrayim, they're coming from the worst places. Yeah, they'll come from Thailand and from Tibet and Los Angeles, Manhattan, I don't know, they'll come from the worst possible places. And in the end, everyone's coming back. What comes out of what we're saying here, like we said right in the beginning, it's a big error to see the surim, the suffering of Klal Yisrael, only as a punishment. We're not worse than the rest of the nations that don't have the suffering of the Jews. But we have a different Metzias. We live in a different world. Metzias shel bnei olam haba. We citizens, we have a green passport that says you're a citizen of olam haba. Yeah, it says you're a temporary resident. Yeah, this is not where we live. This is where we make our olam haba. But we're not yah for yah, we're yah for there. So we are completely different with different species to everybody else running around. Everybody else is running around, or permanent residents or citizens of this country, of this land. We're not, we're just temporary residents, we're tourists. We're here to do a job and we have a work permit, you know. but you're not a citizen, your passport comes from there. Bnei kel mut, el mut onu. Bnei kel chai. We are those people that can't die. We children of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're part of the infinite. Im neida lishmor ledyoteinu v'nishtadol b'kol ma'aseinu d'bereinu machshuveinu liyos bnei olam haba. If we will do the best we can with our speech and our thoughts and our actions to be bnei olam haba, Im yaskilo yudim lakadosh es Hashem b'chayem muto. If we'll makadosh our lives, makadosh Hashem, makadosh what there is to be makadosh while we're living, then very good. Ach gamim lav, but if not, lo bitl sikuyim velo efesa tigvosom. It's so important to remember this for ourselves and for everybody else. Your chances are not nullified, and your hope is not efes. At the end, they're going to come home. All the suffering, all the problems. It's not a punishment. It's not nakoma. It's a purification process that's aimed at bringing everybody home. That's exactly what that is, and that's how we have to see it. It's a whole new perspective on reality, and it's not so easy to see, especially when you're the person that's suffering. Then it's very difficult to see this, but we have to remember that that's what it is. It's a message. It's Hashem talking. He wants us to take a look and see how we can fix ourselves up, and it's a very personal thing. It's a very personal thing, and it's not possible. But never to give up on yourself and never to give up on anybody else. Never give up on another yid. Practically, you may not be able to deal with this yid right now because you have limited time and energy and space and resources. That's for sure. You have to know. It doesn't mean you have to carry every Jew in the world. Not everybody's got shoulders like that. But to give up hope, to stop davening for somebody, there's no such thing because there's no such thing as a yid that can't come home.
Can we say that if we have a job to achieve? Or Amaba is a salary, that means here we have a job to achieve, and Kodosh Baruch Hu will make what we need to achieve these goals in this life or another life, but we have no choice. We have to get to a certain point, and then...
You have a choice. We can't take Bechir out of the picture. So what you're saying is correct, but it's not correct. The problem is like this, is you're gonna get to where you need to get to. The question is, how do you get there? But also the type of Olam Haba you're going to have is determined by you. Because Bechira is what builds your Olam Haba. The things that Hashem gives you, that's got nothing to do with you. Hashem made somebody clever. So he's clever. You don't get paid for being clever. How you use the resources that Hashem gave you, how you take your life experiences and then make a Bechira decision, that's what you get paid for. You don't get paid for the fact that you were born in the inner city slum. And you crawled out of there and whatever, and you get paid for the Bechira decisions you made based on the facts that Hashem gave you. That's why the Rambam says it. But you determine what your Olam Haba is going to be. Otherwise, there's no point. You just come down here, you play around, and then anyway, you get, no, you schar and oinish. We don't deny schar oinish. It means the Olam Haba, the quality of your Olam Haba will depend on how you function down here. Then he comes back again.
Yeah, he comes back.
Yeah, that's worth avoiding. That the Mefarshim say is well worth avoiding. You don't want to come back again. In Achinami, you come back again and you try and you go and yeah. But that's why Hashem says, "Ubachata b'chaim." Hashem says, "Please, I'm asking you, go first class. You don't want to go in the baggage compartment. You want to fly first class. Make the right decisions. Make the choices for sure." But you know, tshuva was created before the world was created, because Hashem understood without tshuva the world can't function. That means wired into the system is we're going to make mistakes. And we have to pick ourselves up. Shevet tzaddik yopel v'kam. You're going to make mistakes, but we have to get up. That's the work. It's not just free flow. It's not. It's hard. You climb, you get up, you fall, you go back. There's a new nesoyin. You master this midah, then there's the next bad midah. It's endless. Well, for sure, it's if you prepare on Erev Shabbos, you eat on Shabbos. And if you don't, you don't. What do you eat on Shabbos? Only what you prepared on Erev Shabbos. There's no free meals. We'll see Metz Hashem. We're nearly there. We'll get to the last chapter here. We'll see there is an Indian of getting something for free. We'll see that. There is an Indian of getting something for nothing. The Chovas HaLevavos mentions that in Shara B'Tochen as well. But we need to know that we live in this world with a Schav Oynesh. And the Schav Oynesh will be dependent on our Maisim. So that's very important. We have Bechira. Let's not ever forget that. This is not a steerer to Bechira.
Somewhere in the field, not
I don't know. No, I had the dilemma, I had the problem, I had the anguish of all. End of the day, we don't understand each person's cheshbonos. It could be from a previous gilgul, because she was mechapa for the ganzer dor. I don't know. There are a lot of nice, cute answers. Ah, slicha yossi.
Let's say the same thing now, the Purim story, yeah? Chazal said that Esther's father died, yeah, even before she was born, and then her mother died in childbirth, and she was born. So when they tried to investigate who she was, nobody knew where she came from, anything about her. So it looks like a tragic story on one side, but at the same time, it's also the cause of the Yeshua.
We can bring lots of terutzim. I'll just tell you what I feel about this. I want to tell you, it's mod chashuv. No, what you're saying is right. I just want to tell you my approach to this, how you deal with a question like this. Maybe he's damnut achshav. We're talking about Yisurim, so let's ask the question. Let's deal with how you deal with a question. So the question was, is you see today there's horrific things going on, horrible things. Rahman son, this young frum woman that was nifta now from being pregnant, whatever. Many, many stories like that. Many stories, terrible story. How do we deal with it? So we can find things to console ourselves and make ourselves feel better and deal with and whatever. Like a Menashe story, 100% right. We have to look for that as well. But before you do all of that, you have to ask the question and let the question sit. Because it's a kasha. There's no question that it's a question. It's a big kasha. It's a kasha gadol. And you have to let the kasha exist. I don't like pushing the kasha out the window and saying, yeah, but then and you could then there's this, and then she was machapa for the door, and she was this. Maybe it is true. I don't know. I'm not saying not. Maybe I'll get there. But first of all, you have to feel the pain. And you have to say to yourself, we have a kasha. We have a big kasha. You don't have a kasha today. I'm scared to go down this path because it can get misunderstood, but I'll at least just put it on the table. You don't have a kasha, Torah, Matzil, Mogen. We have a call, Torah, Matzil, Mogen. Torah protects. No, you remember a few years ago, some Arabs came into a yeshiva there in the Yerushalayim and killed some bokrim while they were sitting and learning Torah. You never kasha Torah matzil umogen? So they came up with all tirutzim and dos and whatever. Some of it was apikosis, some of it was sinner, some of it. But at the end of the day, I stayed with the kasha. I had a kasha. I have a kasha. You said, okay. The senish mishtap nit from a kasha. No one died from a kasha. But stop pushing the kasha. A Kodesh Baruch Hu comes into your world and tries to tell you something, you push it out. You know, with a frumateret. No, you know, no. Allow the question to stand and absorb it and look at it for a while. We have a big, big kasha yet today, Rabbi. It's a big kasha. What happened to Ramagi and Mansil? What happened to this? We have many kashas today. We're living in a world we haven't even started unraveling the trauma of the last year. How many people, Rahman al Itzlan, died? Bale Chesed, Gedoli Yisrael, Pamad Chachomim, Askonim, mothers, fathers, Boba Zaydas. Come on, children. We haven't unraveled the trauma of the last 2,000 years. We haven't even started dealing with the trauma of the Holocaust. You know, what happened to Torah, Mogen, and Mazad in the Holocaust? The Gedoli Yisrael, they took Rav Holland, they took Rav Avram. I mean, out of the Beis Midrash. What happened to Torah, Mogen, and Matzil? Tzarich Yun Godel. You know, Tosfos very often ends with a Tzarich Yun, and straight afterwards, there's another Tosfos. Have you noticed? Tosfos had a big kasha, but you know what? He carried on. He went into the next place. An important lesson there. Do you have a kasha? Allow the kasha to sit. And then you can slowly start unraveling it for yourself. But don't be in a hurry to just push these kashas out the door, because you're pushing Hashem out the door. Hashem comes into your world and he's trying to tell you something. So you want to blame Mizrad HaBriyut, or you want to blame this one, or you want to blame that one. Beseder, aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why are you pushing Hashem out the picture? He's here, he's talking to you. Have the decency to let him finish his speech. That's how I deal with those kind of issues. Everyone must do what he wants. For sure, you can find the Don Lekav Schus, and you can find, I 100% agree. We have to, in our own lives, for sure, we have to look for that and see what you thought was the worst thing that could have happened, but that's what saved your life. And, you know, all the Pesach Kron and all the Imuna books that they write, for sure you have to. I'm not saying not. You see it all over. You see it everywhere. You see it everywhere. There's not a pasuk in the Megillah where you don't see it, for sure.
We've inherited. Look what Yaakov Avinu went through.
Correct. But at the end of the day, you have a kasha like this. You have to let the kasha sit, and you have to understand what a Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling you. Don't push it off the table with a nice quick teretz. That's all I'm saying. They're mashing yomei. Okay. That's not the whole shiur, but I'm just saying at least that we should, at least when you're faced with trauma like that, allow the trauma to sit. Don't repress it or push it away or snappy answers. It's a hard kasha. The kasha ma'odmod gadol. It's painful. Ay, ay, ay. Okay. It's a hagdoma to Perek Beis, because in Perek Beis, what we're going to try and do now is we're going to try and understand Tzadik V'Ra'lo. Yeah. We just explained that it's the tzaddikim that are the akeda, and it's the guys who don't keep the mitzvahs and whatever that are the ayil, and it's all good, and everyone's going where they're going. And now we have a kasha, tzaddik v'ra'lo. Okay, so let's see what happens. Ulam bezos adayin lo nachan avshenu. Yehudim rabim, shleimim v'tohoirim. Kedoshe Elyon, Mekatshe Shemaim Bechayim, Keitzra Kavino, Oinei the Niftochoi, the Lonishma Shumbas Kolmen a Shemaim, the Materalim Noel Salek is a Xerim Alayim. We have seen, that's part of what Avram is asking now. It's this Kasha, you see wonderful good yin, Shleimim Vetahirim, holy Jews. They were Mekadoshem Shemaim in their lives, like Yitzhak Avinu, were tortured and shechted, and one didn't hear a bus call coming out and saying, no, leave my, no, they're not the aisle. Why are you shechting? They're not the aisle. They're the tzaddikim. Leave them alone. No, you don't see that. You don't see anything coming to stop the gzeira from upon them. Haim huku oinu shpolu nogu b'naftochu b'kol oisam dereni shel shmat sheyer am Yisrael. Through all the generations of destruction that Klal Yisrael has been through, there have been plenty Kedoshe Elyon, plenty Tara, good, holy Yidden that got destroyed, tortured, killed, and abused. And Achal Mido Chuban Abay Shibonog Asara Saruga Malchus, that's where it started, with Asara Haruga Malchus. Kedoshe Elyon, Shainan, Nikola Soga, Vatisa, Bamidas Kudushosa, we have no way of even beginning to understand the Kedusha of those people. Achre Marishainim Baletoises, Betukufas, Masi Atslav. The Balei Tosfos through the Crusades. Derech Gedolei Achronim B'Gzeiros Inquisition, Gzeiros Tach V'Tat. We have no idea the Churban of Tach V'Tat. You understand what happened there? They took the Arba Rotzes. It's a whole story. I'm not going into that now. But they destroyed one of the pinnacles of what Jewish history was in Golis. It was an unbelievable tekufa, and it got destroyed. V'adador achrein b'shoah in the Holocaust. S'chus kulan togen aleinu. K'day she'elyon. People that were ma'isa nefesh for Torah, and yet they were also suffered. They were also shechted like the isle. The law mistadeh with Perek Aleph. Kaitzad Novin Toifazu, Shebogadeli Israel, the Tzadikim, Abolim, the Slave, and the Shah, and Mrs. Mushinois. Okay, now he's going to say something which goes against what I just said. I wasn't contradicting what he's going to say. I said, first, you have to let the question sit. You have to allow the question to hit you. Then you can deal with answers. We'll see, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow. What's tomorrow? Yeah, tomorrow we'll still learn. We'll see. There are plenty that say you can't understand this, you don't ask questions, you leave it alone. That's not what I was saying. I wasn't saying don't ask questions. I'm saying ask the question, but don't be in a hurry to push it off with a quick answer. And then we'll see an approach through Torah, through Chazal, Torah asked you how to look and deal with this problem by understanding a little bit better, a little bit deeper than we do now, the subject of Tzadik V'Ra'lo. Why there is such a thing in the system, when Lichoira, once you've understood the Akedah, there shouldn't be place in the world for Tzadik V'Ra'lo, but we'll see where that fits into the picture. But at the end of the day, you're still left with kashas, and that's what we need to be left with, because hopefully we'll get to the last paragraph, the last perek, of the Sefer, where he ties a lot of these sugyas together, but you'll see there, dafke in the understanding, you realize you don't understand. That's really where we need to get to. Okay, so it's coming together a little bit, yeah, it's coagulating a little bit, yeah. Let's see how that manifests and how that unrolls over the next few weeks. Okay, got to run. Take good
care. Thank you, Rosh Hashanah.
Rabbi Shem?
Yes, sir.
With your permission, as long as your dad takes a picture, would that be okay?
You can do what you want. My permission, you need.